Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and you're going to be speaking with me today, Cleopatra Memphis, but remember, you can call me Cleo. We're coming to you today talking about the White House briefing on the coronavirus. It is quite interesting today. They are speaking about pushing an economic package from the Treasury for everyone to receive assistance in this time of need. It is quite crucial at this time. They're trying to push a $1 trillion package to counter the COVID-19 depression. Now, this is a task force that is going on during the White House briefing as we speak. So this massive stimulus package with a series of direct payments to all Americans will be starting, from what they're speaking on, as early as April 6th. In a briefing with GOP senators, the Treasury Secretary I cannot pronounce his name to save my life right now, but Mnuchin, I always say it wrong, so you all forgive me for that. They warned of the package to be acted on immediately, that this would be a devastating effect to the unemployment rate, and it would skyrocket to at least 20% here. And my goodness, excuse me, I'm having to drink some water, you all. It's already at a bad state right now. You have people living from paycheck to paycheck. You have people going through all kinds of things economically under this presidential leader. So to see what's going to happen with COVID-19, it's going to be very, very interesting. But thank goodness, here in the state of California, as well as New York, they have put a ban on evictions where people who are living in their spaces won't be immediately evicted due to non-payment of rent. They can work out a payment plan with their landlord, and they're putting a halt on that. So you'll have a place to stay, because this is widespread. This is global. That means it would be massive evictions, people out on the street, families, even more so what it is. And California's number one in the entire United States for persons being homeless and dealing with that community. I literally have tapes and guerrilla film on this subject matter, but we're gonna be showing that film a little later and talking about that subject a little later. But right now, this is a global pandemic. And even still, speaking of the homeless community, not being warned, not being taken care of, in the midst of this, this is something that California has to deal with, as well as the entire United States, but especially us, because we are number one dealing with that issue. Also, making sure they stated that this is new for us because we are dealing with not just person-to-person contact with the transmission of the disease. We are also dealing with the surface contact. That's why they are having people stay in and stay home, because of new information about how it's going to affect us on the surface, with surface contact with surfaces outside of the home. You don't know what's there, if it's been cleaned at all, who's done what. So that's very, very dangerous with everything that is not fully set in place and still developing as we speak. And the rising numbers of the cases are surmounting now. They're starting to really, really pile up. And they're trying to watch other countries and as to how they dealt with it. And they also, like China, have been on lockdown. There were curfews and then some to prevent that. And from what I understand, they're saying they're still learning. They're still watching other countries as to how to prevent it. But either way, you all, we have to be diligent in washing our hands, cleaning our surfaces. If you are not feeling well, like myself today, if you are not feeling well, make sure you let someone know so they can be aware as to what's going on. Because I work, but sometimes if your immune system is down, you're going to have to make sure to take care of yourself, because you may not be able to ward off what you're normally able to ward off due to any type of sickness or ailments that you may have. You're more privy to that. So I'm just going to ask you all to, again, protect yourself. Wash your hands. For the love of God, wash your hands. And while you're washing your hands, make sure everything in your house is clean. You can even make your own spray disinfectant get the little travel size sprays, add a little portion of bleach in it if you run out, because it's like a golden to have disinfectant wipes at this time. So you can get small little spray bottles, put a cap full of bleach in it, the travel size, and spray down your surfaces wherever you are, and go from there. Keep yourself safe. Wear gloves when you're going to the grocery store, because at least that's still open because people have to eat. So I am just trying to make sure that everyone is super duper aware. Keep to yourself. Make sure you don't infect any elders. Make sure you don't infect anyone that is dealing with any health issues. So everyone can stay safe in the midst of this. So don't think you're invisible, young people. I know teenagers feel like they can do anything, but you cannot beat this thinking you will not get sick, because we have a shortage in respiratory health assistance in the hospitals. And it's gotten extremely bad, so we want to make sure that you won't even end up in that position. So our goal is to stay healthy, stay safe, keep our loved ones safe, and keep God first. In the meantime, smooches, and be great.